ran Simcha's Torah to the house, and the Schwartz boys were there. Simcha Schwartz, his brother is Yosef Schwartz Baruch, and we made our coffers in the house. Basically, we sang the song for Simcha's Torah, and Akiva's blood was flying. His blood pressure, the heartbeat, whatever, the machines are off the charts. The nurse is getting all nervous. What's going on? What are you doing? What are you saying? To say that his blood flowed based in his learning and Torah is really what made him. It was the source of his friendship with everybody. I think that we spoke about many times and all the different stories that we hear. Certain, you know, what coursed through his veins was I think he had a very rare blood type, right? Yeah, he didn't have his typical blood. He had something mixed in there that made him tick in a different way. But then even over the last 7-8 years, whatever, since this last period happened, I think somebody mentioned the other day about the silent language that he spoke without saying a word. And even many people had many conversations. I wasn't there by myself. There were people that were always there more than me. Yeshua Taiv and I, countless times that we were there at Shabbos. And many people that really were always involved, always concerned. And one person who always seems to give credit to everybody else is Eza, who Mechubed is the Mechaved of Sabrias. I don't know where he disappeared to, but Ephraim Levine is a... I knew him somewhat before from diving in yeshiva together for many years. But over the last 7 years, I got to know Ephraim in a way that is really mind-boggling, to sensitivities to people. And aside from is an amazing way of being masber to people, the Torah's hamidah, so the midah's in Torah, but he has an amazing way to bring out the details and make you realize it in such a quiet way, an unassuming way, what's really important to people and how to make things gleicht. And if one of the in Kiwi's silence that he introduced me to was what I would call Teres of Ephraim, the whole different way of approaching people and looking at situations. As Ephraim said in Matzeva, is not. I learned the halacha this morning that even if a person says he doesn't want a matzeva, he still put a small matzeva on. And I think for this very reason that Ephraim said that the matzeva is for us. And I think from all the chaverim, the family, whoever was able to make it here, whoever couldn't make it here, but I think everybody has their own matzeva in their own hearts, where Akiva has that special place. And throughout the years, from fourth grade to from when we first met him, when he came together with us into our class, when we were kids doing what kids do, like Tetris under the desk in seventh grade and lending people your games, and then as you grew up to start doing what adults are supposed to do, he affected people where it's beyond what goes on in this space Olam over here, around the world. Each person, I think, for the rest of our lives and for the future generations will always know and feel the impact that he made in our lives. Tinashe Torah v'Torah Chaim.